Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine, feminine energy, and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio TV for all their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them. We certainly appreciate them very much. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, thank you, BBS, and thank you all our listeners for tuning in now and, of course, on our recordings. Thank you so much.
You bet. So, Johnny, I understand you weren't feeling very well a couple of weeks ago.
Not good at all. Right.
Yeah, you appear to be feeling much better now.
Much better now. Yeah, wasn't feeling well at all, and it came on all suddenly, but I'm good now. So we happen to be behind a week because of that, but we're going to try and catch up as much as we can today. And, of course, we're not taking callers today because of that, and maybe over the next few weeks. But I guess you're probably going to talk about that anyway.
Well, yeah, I was just going to mention that, we do have a lot of catch-up, for sure. We're kind of behind on some of these articles, so no open lines today, guys. Sorry. And but I do want to mention that John and I will be back next Saturday on BBS Radio TV. So we are playing this catch-up, so we're going to be doing articles today, next Saturday, and we're going to continue on with the next Saturday. So,
right on.
Yeah.
You'll have to put up with us three Saturdays in a row.
That's right. And in addition, later on in the program, I'll be explaining why both of us actually have included Asha in the opening greeting. And we both decided that she will always be included from now on.
So, awesome.
Yeah. Okay, John. I thought we would pick up where we left off.
Again. Absolutely, okay. My friend.
And you listeners, please follow along if you so desire. And we're going to begin with Once Sacred. This is a category of creation. And the subcategory, I guess if we'd say, is 666-17-33 Light Body and Inner Earth. Okay, so the first meme we see in this article, we see the very famous painting by Michelangelo of God and Adam, and they're about to connect their fingers. Remember that famous painting?
Yeah.
Well, the caption reads, "The human body is fundamentally carbon-based. Carbon is the essential structural backbone making life as we know it possible. The elements of carbon, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, 666. Our bodies are sacred. Our creation is sacred. In the dark, they turn everything upside down to make light dark and dark light."
I'll just read a few of the memes there, Kevin, that support what you're talking about. It starts out and it says how your carbon-based DNA forms your spinal column.
Mm-hmm.
So it begins, this is starting around day 17. There's that number again, Kev. Starting around day 17, the notochord forms the basis for the vertebral column and the blueprints for the central nervous system. Mesenchymal cells condense around the notochord and the neural tube to eventually induce the formation of the 33 vertebral bodies which form the spine. The next meme says, the 33 vertebrae forming the spine are vital for life, providing the body's central support structure, acting as the main axis for the proper functioning of the internal systems. Basically, the spine, 33 vertebrae, is the beginning of sentient life, a physical basis for consciousness and response to stimuli, the beginning of consciousness experiencing itself through physicality. The development of the spinal cord is a physical basis for our frequency, the music within. We experience the life through the 33 vertebrae. The 33 is a gift from creation.
Wow. That's awesome, isn't it?
It is. And the memes are very are illustrated what they're talking about very well. So it's good to go there and to the site and kind of take
Well,
that in.
you know, those memes remind me, the pictures, the memes remind me of what Michelangelo drew, you know, because he was also really very heavy into anatomy, physiology. He drew, you know, we know that famous man where his arms are straight out, the legs are, you know what I'm
Right,
saying?
I do. And I think you're correct, Kevin. I think quite a few of these memes are drawn by Michelangelo. Yeah. All right.
So
And
interesting. That's
then
so
it goes on to
fascinating.
talk. It is, yeah. And it goes on to talk about our Merkaba, which
Oh
I
yeah.
believe you're
Yeah.
gonna highlight
So
anyway.
So going further into the article, we are given information about the star tetrahedron, which represents the geometry of our light body, made from the most sacred power of creation. The star tetrahedron also represents our spirit, Merkaba, a power we each have that can transport our spirit anywhere through space and time. And of course, we're also aware that there really is no concept of time.
Right.
Everything is now. But they turned the symbol for to try to make the symbol into one religion representing only one group, creating hierarchy and division, which is the opposite to creation, which represents all light. Now, King David did not use this as a religious symbol. He used it for his shield when battling the dark. Of course, you know, we're talking about the Star of David because the star tetrahedron, if you look at it, it kind of reminds you of King David, you know, the symbolism, right? The original people from the kingdom of Judea did not use this symbol for religion. This symbol gained national recognition once it was adopted by Zionism for the Israeli flag in 1897. Judaism is a religion. Zionism is a political ideology. This is not against the Jews. This is information that will be important to know as the truth begins to unfold in coming years. Truth heals all in the end. It will vindicate and protect the original Jewish people.
So the symbol, it isn't evil. It's how it's used by Zionism and, you know,
Correct.
by the evil that hijack it. It's interesting here, Kevin, how you had read that the star tetrahedron also represents our spirit, Merkaba, a power we each have that can transport our spirit anywhere through space and time. So our spirit can be transferred anytime. We can, I mean, this is probably how they remote view and all this kind of thing. When we get more imbalanced with our Merkaba, get that resonance happening. So very interesting that part that you read there. Quite intriguing. And I'm just going to read the last meme here, Kevin, because it sums it all up. It says that here, everything about the original human is sacred. 666 and 333 are symbols of our creation. The dark hues reversals to confuse and overpower innocent light, harvesting power from the original light that animated those symbols. This connects with Greenland and the 6633 region in the Arctic, as well as the dark Frankensteining new species pretending to be creators. Very deep. So that starts to get dark there, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about that. And at the very end of this post, it shows the 6633 region on the map, which includes, of course, Greenland and sweeps over and covers Finland and of course, across the rest of the map. So it's pretty interesting. And so this funny how it ties into the 6633. A lot of things were set up a very long time ago for today, you know, to bring together this information as we've all witnessed throughout the past few years.
I think it's interesting that, you know, we've always been told that 666 is the satanic number, right? And now we're learning that actually it's not. It's just the opposite, and the dark flipped it around to, you know,
Yeah, it
to
is,
make it
isn't
a
it? So it's highly likely that the dark put that information out about the 666 so that we would ignore it and believe it was evil, you know. So it's as Q says, it's very well done here by the dark and deep and many layers to it.
Okay, let's move on to the next article that even talks more about Greenland. Okay, next one is Greenland's Defense Force. Category is Peace is the Prize. And, okay, Trump aboard Air Force One said that Greenland basically is their defense is two dog sleds. So we see a meme here, basically a really happy looking, I guess, Malamutes or Huskies, perhaps, I guess. Huskies, yeah. And looks like they'd be pulling along a dog sled. And anyway, we see the meme of three Huskies and happy smiles. And the caption reads, Greenland's Happy Paws Defense Troop, Land Battalion.
You know, and it looks to me like they're showing us how innocent and pure these animals appear to be, and they are loving and peaceful. And you know, in terms of defense, Greenland really hasn't needed anything else. You know, they've been peaceful, loving people, and it really, and I know they're in a remote area that you know, it doesn't seem to be very interesting to people, or at least that's how it's been framed. And I think we're going to see changes in our in how we thought about or what we believed is happening or to be there in Greenland. So I think it's going to be a rude awakening or a huge awakening for us when we get more information on Greenland.
I think you're right. And we also see several transcripts by Cat is the C3 with comments made by well-known people that are part of Trump's administration or commentators such as Q the Storm Writer and even Greenland citizens. John, I feel that we are going to learn a lot more about Greenland as events roll out. Stephen Miller, even interviewed by CNN, he stated that Greenland should be a part of the United States. And Greenland does not want Denmark to assert right over them. I wonder what gives Denmark the territorial right to claim Greenland. I don't know. Yeah, nobody is going to fight the United States military over the future of Greenland. No.
Absolutely. That's likely true, Kevin. You know, most countries would view it as a burden. However, it's obvious, you know, Trump sees it differently. And I believe there are many levels to Greenland, however, that we are not aware of at the moment, but will be revealed to us, I'm sure, in the near future
Oh
to
yeah, I mean
support what they want to do.
I think our minds are going to be blown actually by what's over there in Greenland, or may I say maybe what's under Greenland. I don't know, you know,
Right. Yeah.
because
Very likely true, Kevin.
We also see another meme here of sled dogs and pups, and one meme labels a dog as Lieutenant Colonel Avalanche overseeing training, and another meme of a group of pups labeled as Greenland cadets. And then there's another one that's a seal. I like this one. A seal laying on the ice shelf and captioned Greenland's Navy SEAL team number one. And I think you're right, though, Johnny. All these memes mean one thing, and that is that Greenland's really no threat to the United States. And so they're just kind of making fun of it, you know, right?
It appears to me that we are being prepared for a transition to the US or, you know, the new Americas that'll be peaceful and welcomed by the people of Greenland. And you know, this will likely set a standard for an example, or an example, you know, for the peaceful transition of other countries and citizens to the new America, as I see, you know, us all becoming one again.
Yeah, exactly. They're the first ones that are, so they'll follow. Other countries will follow suit, I hope. Well, Trump continues to say that we need Greenland for national security, alluding to the Golden Dome defense system and natural minerals and possible oil reserves. You know, we have plenty of oil, but he mentions it anyway. And other reasons unknown to the public, such as portals, perhaps, or pyramids, maybe underground military bases, undersea bases, and possibly inner Earth access and/or access protection.
Oh, absolutely. I believe we will be surprised and likely even shocked as to what is revealed to be there, Kevin. And I'm excited for the exposure and discovery.
Oh, me too. I love all this disclosure coming out. Wow. I totally love the last meme of this article, and that is a picture of a husky and a note. Dear Greenland, we love you and your pups, and we look forward to having you join your friends over here in America. No taxes, universal high income, flying cars, med beds, $1 gas, apple pie, and the best of all, we have Trump, and he loves America. And the best is yet to come.
Wow, pick me, pick me.
Right.
That's quite a statement you made there, Kevin. Imagine dollar gas. For us,
Oh,
that'd
yeah,
be
dollar gas.
25 cents a liter for fuel. That'd be wonderful. And it looks like those rewards are close at hand for them to mention it here in this post. So, yeah. Absolutely, buddy.
All right. Let's go down, move on to the next one.
All
Okay,
right.
this one, silent but deadly. Category is wisdom. Wisdom from Bruce Lee. And what you see here is a YouTube video of Bruce Lee quotes that contain powerful messages of wisdom and insight. A few examples are I listened to some of this, and so there's a few examples here I'm going to pull out. The most dangerous person is the one who listens, thinks, and observes. Ooh, that's a pretty powerful statement too. And also another one here. One of the best lessons you can learn in life is to master how to remain calm.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. We're going to need that. I've listened to these recordings several times now, and they're wonderful, Kevin, and truly words of wisdom to consider. And I encourage everyone to listen to them and feel their meaning and the benefit the lessons hold for us.
Oh, absolutely. He was truly a legend in the field of martial arts and also had great wisdom himself. So, it's so sad to not have him around anymore. It's
Oh,
very much a
yeah.
tragic loss for humanity. He was such a
Oh,
great, beautiful human being,
yeah, definitely, definitely. It's nice to have these recordings and of his insights and so on to look at it, in times like these.
And we lost him so young. He was so young,
Yeah, you never know. He may be one that's just in hiding, waiting for a time to reappear again,
No,
like many others that we know of, right?
yeah, you're so right. Okay, let's moving right along.
Right, okay.
Born identity. The category is crimes against humanity. Nothing is as it seems. With the subheading, Are Your Memories Real?
This article is quite interesting, Kevin, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Surprising.
And of course, we can identify the title here, Born Identity. I always think of the Born series, right?
Right. Yeah.
Jason Bourne, I think, right?
Right. As we've come to know that,
CIA stuff, and
yeah, Hollywood's put a lot of things in film that is true.
So we begin by looking at a meme of a beautiful, picturesque scene of a beach with two lounge chairs and with the rainbow-colored umbrella shading the chairs. Now, out in the distance, close to the shore, are two sailboats enjoying the calm waters. And the inscription reads, In 2008, I lived in a seaside town surrounded by neighbors who had a very advanced level of consciousness. Almost everyone knew way back then that Obama was an extremely dark force who was married to a man, lying about it, renting his children, and planning the downfall of America. Now, this seaside town was a very important voting district, but very few were about to vote for Obama. Now, here's the important part of this little story. 6 weeks prior to 2008 election, I had a very overtly vivid dream. Having a dream in itself was a rare occurrence, so that was the first indication something was artificial. Now, in this dream, Obama appeared smiling, you know, a real smile, presenting as someone very pure and good-hearted. Now, as I watched this parody being projected into my mind, it was astonishing what the technology they were using was doing. The globalist had taken the frequency or energy signature of a golden retriever puppy and overlaid it onto Obama, encouraging the association of Obama with something good, pure, and trustworthy, as well as lovable.
It's amazing,
yeah,
the technologies that the dark has at their disposal.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's just incredible, you know, that we would never expect any of this to be true, you know what I mean? Until
Sure.
you see it written here or told to us, like you would never imagine that anything like this is possible. But it goes on to say, loath to mention it, I never said a thing to friends or neighbors until a large number of seasiders started talking about a dream they had about Obama appearing like a completely different man, a good man. It only fooled a few, but the others knew their mind had been violated. The deep state obviously had technology to overlay an idea and tie it with a moving image and a strong emotion. Flying illegals in and paying them to vote for blue seems to give them higher win point than DreamWorks, Spielberg, Geffen, Katzenberg just making movies. Or were they just making movies? No, they weren't. They were brainwashing the masses.
They were, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And, you know, mind control is an easy thing to achieve, apparently. And the CIA, Travistock, Montauk projects, the military-industrial complex, Disney even, and a large number of psychiatrists have been experimenting for decades with the mind and the memories and altering reality regularly. You know, the article shares an example of how a child may be taken out of a school, passed around for a satanic sexual ritual, raped, tortured, and then brought back to the school with the vision of having gone on a field trip with the rest of the children. The child won't know until their programming begins to wear off around the age 35. Which actually, incidentally, nullifies the Statute of Limitations Act. You know,
okay.
When they have bleed through of certain events, but still have difficulty making sense of what really happened. It's similar to the CIA asset Jason Bourne, as we mentioned in the Bourne Identity books and films.
Gee, it must be horrific for these victims. Could you imagine thinking everything was going along just fine and finally realizing that your thoughts were not real.
Yeah.
You
Oh,
know,
man.
and I'll just read it summed up here in one of the memes. I'll read it. A mind-controlled subject will wholeheartedly believe anything the globalists want them to believe. One survivor actually believed Joseph Mengele was a very kind father figure in her life amid the horrific torture and experimentation and abuse. The globalists can mind control a survivor to love and praise those who torture them or condemn those who attempt to save them, accusing the innocent of the most horrific crimes. Wow. You know, much of our past is just a lie. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's wow. Mind-blowing at times, isn't it?
It is. It just amazes me.
You know, the dark, the deep state also have prosthetic masks. Changing their true identity. Now I think we all kind of know this. People are wearing masks, you know, but they use these to terrify children, or at least Disney did, and too often frame innocent people for their crimes with children. And this is the main reason the deep state invests heavily in keeping people dependent on their mind instead of their heart. The heart will spot falsities and lies immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Kevin, this gives more reason for us to find patience with others as we go through this journey together. And, you know, and our best tool is to pause and drop into our heart centers before judging or reacting, because in many cases, we are not aware of an individual situation or history, what they've been through, or what
Oh
they're even
no.
going through. Yeah.
Right. You're so true. So true, John. You know, this is the most devastating aspect of this prison planet. And the reason is that very few light beings agree to come down here for the rescue. It's those very brave heroes that do agree to come to Earth who are now accused of raping, torturing, and killing children. Now, this is the abomination of life. It's like destroying the rays of the sun.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. And many of those brave heroes are listening to this program right now. And thank
That's
you all
right.
for coming in with us on this journey
Yes.
to this planet and doing your part. True heroes, all of you. Thank you so much. And good to be with you.
Yes, absolutely. So true. And you all should be proud of yourselves. I mean, not in prideful way, but just, knowing that you are making this new earth happen. It's you guys who are listening, right? Yeah. Well, all of humanity, but again, you know what I'm saying. You guys are key.
Right on.
Cat is the Sea and Q the Storm Rider on Patreon have also transcripts of more information in this article. If you'd like to explore this article in the future,
Right.
remember that children who have experienced these atrocities and the White Hat military personnel who rescued them out of the dumps and elsewhere will be healed by advanced medical technology. And they will have happy memories once again, and the physical, the mental, and emotional scars will be healed.
Wow.
We are all watching events play out so the surface population can catch up and be educated. This is a movie. Be the observer, keep your emotions in check, and stay centered in your heart. I'd also go on to say your commands, and we the people have already won. Source has already won. New Earth is already here.
Right on. Well said, Kevin. Well said. You know, we've got this, everyone. You're rocking it.
Rock and roll, rock and roll. Okay.
What does it for that one, probably, Kev.
I think so, yeah. Let's
Okay.
move on. Let's move
All
on.
righty.
And so it begins.
Right. Okay.
The category is The Great Awakening. Subtitle is The Illusion is Dissolving. We see a meme of I call it a 1950-ish cartoon of a nicely dressed man and woman sitting on a park bench. And they are both looking towards the ground, and she says, "Is it the end of the world?" And he says, "No, honey, it's the end of the illusion. The best is yet to come." Now, this is a good reminder, I think, that we who are in the know, who are awake, and who have obtained some spiritual guidance from Q, we'll need to stay grounded and peaceful within our hearts to provide assistance and comfort the best that we can to those who will be very fearful of the events that are unfolding before our eyes, right?
Yeah, that is so true, Kevin. I agree wholeheartedly. And keep in mind that through Q and others, we have been provided a tremendous amount of information over the past few years to help us navigate the times ahead. And the average person out there has zero. And or what they believe to be true is information fed to them by the mainstream narrative, you know, that are incorrect lies. And there will be many levels that they will be struggling with, that are they'll be looking to us for answers. So,
Oh, they sure
or
will.
we at least could provide, you know, easement for them. So, yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
And it's funny, I kind of think of the black sheep thing, how our families may feel that we are the odd ones out because we're perhaps the conspiracy theorists. So we don't know what we're talking about. Oh, all the stuff that you're talking about is so fictitious and, it's all junk. And then when all of this information is going to start coming to the surface and they start seeing this and realizing that we are not the conspiracy theorists, we were the ones that actually knew the truth all along, I think they will be coming to us. We don't have to say a word. I don't think we don't have to go to them. They're going to come to us and they're going to say, "Wow, I remember when you told us about this, these horrible things they're doing to children. I can't believe it, and they're going to be looking up to you to, to explain further, perhaps, but we really need to stay grounded. We stay centered, stay in our heart, be calm, peaceful when we're talking to them. That'll help so tremendously, I think.
Absolutely. It'll be good for us too, Kevin, to,
Yes, us too.
to stay as calm as possible and as high a frequency as possible.
Exactly. All right.
Alrighty.
But that was a good article, it's kind of what we've been talking about earlier too, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I notice most of these articles, they kind of lead into one another, which is, they've done a very good job here on For the People.
All right, let's move on.
Right. The next one's quite lengthy too,
It is lengthy.
Kevin.
Yeah, I'm glad we have some time still. Okay. Weapons exchange. Category is the light of source, the storm. And the subcategory is higher technology versus the spirit. Now, before I begin introducing the first meme in this article, I want to express our love, John and I, for a being known as Asha. Now, Asha was on Q's co-host on the BBS radio shows, and she was, and I believe still, is the creator of ForThePeople.Space. And we all loved and enjoyed her sense of humor, her wisdom and harmonics, and the playful banter with Q throughout the shows. She
For
was
sure.
there every Saturday with Q, and occasionally he would mention that Asha had received some death threats. And, then one Saturday, without really any definitive explanation, Q said, "We've lost some." And Asha never joined us again. And we all loved and missed her, and she slowly faded from memory. Until now.
Yes. It was re really nice to see that this post, just to know that she's still, because it's in a story directly from her. So to know that she is the one that's connected, and I always felt she was the one continuing to publish these articles, and I also believe Q is assisting as well. This article touched my heart deeply, Kevin, and I'll admit it teared me up while I was reading through it.
Me too, really.
Oh, yeah. These beautiful light beings, I'm speaking of all 12, have been taking swords and arrows for us for millennia, and I'm very grateful for what they have done and continue to do to inform and protect and free us. We are very fortunate to have them.
Oh yes, very much so. And for the love of Asha, I encourage you listeners to read this article in a comfortable, quiet place so you can appreciate all that she went through. Now, John and I will start you off by reading a few memes and skim over the article so you can kind of get an idea of the threats and the physical pain that she endured, the kind of advanced weaponry that was aimed at her, and the damage it caused is stuff made from science fiction. The article is written in first person, which to me is a calm. And in my heart, I get the sense she is still alive and working behind the scenes for the people dot space. Now, and that is why both John and I decided to add Asha's name to my greeting in honor of her, as she is still providing contributions to her website.
I hear kind words or a kind, gentle voice as I read through these postings, on For the People, Kevin. And this article is far more vibrant given that it is personally about her. I also feel the love she has for all of us in sharing such a personal story as this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And this for the people.space, of course, and all these articles are disclosure, right? And giving us the truth. So I really feel that this particular article is true in my heart that she's still with us, So,
Exactly, Kevin. And it's exactly that, the truth in these articles, and we know that's true. That's why it resonates so deeply into our heart centers.
It is, yeah. All right, so we see a meme of a beautiful mountains and forest vegetation on each side of a major highway winding through the valley floor. Now, Asha writes, "The week after I published for the people.space website in 2021, I was driving on a remote mountain road on the way to my favorite hiking spot when I noticed a car had been following me for quite some time. Now, on closer inspection, the driver had all the ambiance of a Mexican gang member. Skeptical that he was actually following me, I pulled over to my hiking trail entrance to see what would happen. Now, when I got out of my car, the mobile mobster turned into a very skilled paparazzi photo op guy, whipping out a camera and somehow snapping a photo of me while he did a rubber burning U-turn and sped off with my image in his possession. Now, this thug had my energy signature, and that made me uncomfortable. Fortunately, the Creation Lightship can neutralize things like this and take your spirit energy out of a photo." So,
Pretty scary, isn't it?
it is. It
You
is.
know. Well, I'll continue to read some stuff here, Kevin.
Sure.
As I ascended the hiking trail, I sensed someone or something was watching me, so I picked up speed, and that's when I heard the sound of 100 angry bees heading in my direction. Before I could even turn around, a massive bumblebee drone stabbed the back of my head so hard I almost fell over. It was able to stab me 3 times before I could even swat it. Then it turned and went back to its master. Imagine an angry Mike Tyson stabbing your head with an ice pick needle, and you get the idea. The drone had something in it that was transferred to me, which took my spirit and Creation Lightship months to remove. Things like this happened sporadically until I joined Q's radio show as a co-host, which is when the attacks graduated into deadly energy weapons. When the weapons hit you, it feels like a sudden severe flu. You feel over and, oh, pardon me, you keel over and the whole body begins to heave, long beyond the point of tasting acid and blood. The whole time you have to cup your hands over your eyes because it seems certain they will pop out of your head if you don't. The pressure and intensity bursts blood vessels, and the pain can be so extreme you just wish you would die. These attacks became a regular occurrence with extra vigor whenever Q and I would touch on more risky subjects, such as the truth about Roswell, Antarctica, the Galactic Federation, and or JFK shooting, etc. At some point, the bad guys told Q that if we continue on with the show, they would kill us. We had a conversation about it and decided they were not going to stop us from sharing important ascension truth with the public, so we continued on. Wow, Kevin,
Yeah.
the bravery of these two, it's incredible.
It is.
That's true love.
Oh, yeah, very
True
much
love for
so.
all of us. It's just incredible.
And
Yeah.
if I remember right, didn't Q mention he was actually killed like 4 times or so, and he had to,
Yeah.
reconstitute his body and stuff like
Reanimate
that. So,
himself. Yeah.
reanimate. Yeah. So, wow.
Absolutely true, Kevin. Yeah. Wow. And the more, we read and see, there's more information to collaborate that all this is true. And as I say, you feel it in your heart center.
Yes, you
You
do.
it's a knowing, Yeah.
Well, Asha continued to explain that on one particular weekend, the bad guys pulled out their favorite weapon. As a very healthy person, it was clear this was a heart attack gun, so I instructed my spirit to keep my heart pumping and to keep me alive. I knew I had to act fast, so I reactivated an emergency healing on the Creation Lightship page that sat right in front of me on my desk, and I did my best to remain calm and get some oxygen in my lungs. Now,
wow.
at this point, Asha mentions about a 4-year-old boy who lives 7,000 miles away, who she shares her spirit with, which allows each to know what the other is experiencing. The boy knew Asha was in trouble, and he got in touch with Q, and both the boy and Q was able to rescue Asha. Now, Asha reminds us that there's no space or time in the light, but Q was able to track the weapon, and he annihilated the bad guys instantly. The show Q and I presented was an agree-upon working relationship before we ever entered these bodies, meant to share important truths with the world to prepare humanity for the ascension. But saboteurs got in through the back door.
Okay, all this stuff is just so incredible to me, Kevin, eh?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm grateful for this article because it's kind of explaining what happened a little bit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And we witnessed some of it live on the radio shows as Q would let us know little things. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Having conversations, he and Asha.
Yeah.
And it goes on to say, also notice Q's spirit is far more powerful than the technology that attacked us. In fact, the attacks simply allowed him to trace bad guys back to their secret hiding places and blast everything. Attacking Q and Trump is a very, very, very stupid thing to do, but the bad guys can't help themselves. What the bad guys always seem to forget, those they torture activate and become more conscious, intentional, and far more powerful than before, which is basically half of humanity. And of course, they're referring to those with a soul.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And of course, you see that in us. The more information we have, you know, the brighter and higher, you know, our frequencies are. Yeah.
Yes. We're more aware, right?
We are. Yeah. It's easier for us to understand and you know, get a gist of what's happening and what has taken place.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, you know, this is a very long article, of course, and Cat is the Sea from anonup.com transcribed a lot more information from Q the Storm Rider on News 17 channel on Patreon. And so I would encourage you guys, all you listeners out there, to continue on with this article and read some of these transcribed pages, and that'll finish out this article. So,
right.
But... wow.
Yeah, incredible article.
We love you, Asha.
Right on, we sure do. And the Q-ster and all the others.
And the Q-ster, yeah. We're not going to forget Q-ster. No, no way.
Right.
I mean, how can you forget Q-ster? You know? Yeah. All right.
All righty.
Let's move on to... the curious case of Sasha Riley. And the category is Nothing Is As It Seems, The Great Awakening.
Very interesting article as well.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And the subcategory is A Network Hidden in Plain Sight, or Plain View, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we see a meme of a fair maiden leaning over a stairway banister, talking to a knight in shining armor on horseback. And she says, the globalists are trying to take over the world. They've occupied every country with foreign enemies to demoralize, destabilize, and cause a coup d'etat to install globalist leaders. And they're blaming it all on Trump because he's trying to stop them. Well, the knight says, do you have any idea how many people would have to be involved for that to be true? Well, the world is about to find out. There are those who control the world overtly and those who control the world covertly, philanthropically. Now, the latter are the most dangerous of the two.
Right, Kevin. And you
Yeah.
know that the line there, they say that, do you have any idea how many people would have to be involved for that to be true? How many times have all of us heard
Right.
that
Well, that's
line?
kind of what makes this this whole thing unbelievable. I mean, how could it be at this scale?
Yeah,
It
I
so.
know. And now you realize all the tools. And well, we don't know. We don't know all the tools yet that they've used, but the ones that we're aware of, wow, you can see how it's how they've made it possible. It's crazy. You know, through philanthropy, they fool the masses that they're caring and that they are true and they're kind people. But convincing good, trusting people to donate money and services and goods, which they take credit for, and steal and launder money into their own coffers while doing so. They also do the same thing, extorting people's talents, offering them success while they siphon off the profits, using them up until the next victim comes along. They also trick us by to buy their products and to support their products by convincing us that that we they are good and are necessary for us, for our well-being, and oftentimes leading us to consume certain items or taking medicines or vaccines in which they profit while ensuring our vibrations and health is suppressed. They're
Absolutely.
very evil.
Oh yeah. It kind of reminds me, again, I mentioned this before in other programs, but They Live, that movie way
Oh
back.
yeah.
You put on those glasses and it tells you to consume this and buy this and very, very controlling,
Yeah.
but you're so right, John, there are world groomers who most of humanity have perceived as extremely benevolent founding icons, paving the way towards progress, who tend to be uncommonly lethal to the human race. For example, there's Charles Darwin, Sigmund Freud, Otto Frank, Queen Elizabeth, the Pope, Mother Teresa, Oprah, Bill Gates, Rockefeller, Rothschild, J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, Soros. Woo, we could just keep going on,
Yeah.
Kellogg, Ford, Disney, Walter Cronkite, Howard Stern, Barbara Waters. Okay.
Yeah. And most we thought were so trustworthy,
Oh
right?
yeah. Oh yeah. Mother Teresa. I always
Yeah,
thought she was No.
exactly. Yeah.
Often the more innocent they appear, the more powerful they become persuading the public, which may be the predominant purpose for their heightened position on the world stage. Now, generally, these icons are being propped up by globalists,
Yeah.
aka, the following, the Jesuits, the Carcerian Mafia, and the negative ET aliens, meaning a species who appear human but have no heart center and often no spirit.
Beings with a soul or a heart center are so innocent, Kevin, and true and trusting, that we easily get fooled into seeing kindness and good in such in others, such as these negative degenerate beings, However, now that many of us are awake and aware of their tricks and illusions, we can see the evil ones. They are exposed and falling fast, buddy, and a very exciting time for beings of light.
Oh, absolutely, and because we are so innocent, in the Bible, it seems like Jesus was carrying the lamb, the lamb of God. So, and lambs are very innocent, very
Yeah.
cute, very peaceful, calm. So
Yeah,
they kind of,
trusting.
yeah,
Yeah.
trusting, we're all just lambs.
That's true.
The article goes on to discuss Charles Darwin and how humanity got duped into believing that humanity originated from apes and Neanderthals. There is a meme of the picture of the evolution of man from ape, which appears to be like a chimpanzee, to the standing upright human. Yeah, we've seen that, chimpanzee, and then the evolution of man going up and upright. Well, under this meme, the inscription reads, "Evolving from ape-like creatures is quite a debased descension for humanity." Now, prior to Darwin, humans were said to be divine beings, created in the likeness of our Creator. The fallen will do anything to dumb humanity down and weaken spiritual evolution because they choose not to evolve and they don't want to be left behind.
And all of that stuff is what we were taught in school, right? We weren't taught anything about what a human really was. It was all these lies, you know. And as we all know, they use their schools and their media and other forms of collaboration to push their lies and narratives to brainwash us from a very young age. We have quite a cleanup project ahead of us to reverse the systems and programs, that they've put into place here, Kevin. You know, these evil ones, and to suppress and control us. I'm very excited to assist those changes in the future, though, however.
But now we actually need to get back to the title here. Who is
Okay.
Sasha Riley? You know, they were,
Okay.
who's Sasha Riley? Sasha is an alleged sex slave trafficked from childhood who's now accusing very prominent and pivotal conservatives in the White Hats, President Trump, and even Clarence Thomas of being involved in snuff films, pedophilia, and the torture of children. He claims to have been taken to see Jane Goodall for help, and Jane Goodall was funded by the Rockefellers and, in her research, described chimps drinking blood, cannibalism, warfare, and also supported the United Nations climate change. She also supported LGBTQ, the New World Order dogma, and even DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the article goes on to say that Sasha may have been programmed to take down the very people opposing climate change and the LGBTQ movement and the illegal immigration invasion of America and other countries. He had no evidence to support the claims of conservatives being involved with child trafficking, and he may have been mind controlled to believe he spoke with Jane Goodall because many of the names he dropped are easily disqualified and clearly noted as misinformation. You know, apparently there are six tapes from Sasha Riley, and while listening to them, you may find great compassion for him, but you will also recognize that nothing really adds up.
And sadly, all of these stories and things that come out, the media push it, and the average person out there believes it, and they're so lost at this point in time. You know, I can see again how they are going to be so lambasted with the truth that it's really going to spin them.
All
Okay, and I'll just
right.
finish off here, Kevin. What I was going to say here is we'll have to be mindful in coming events, knowing this information and how skillful and cunning and manipulation, the manipulation of these people can be, you know. We all know truth in our hearts, so remember to remain heart-centered as we witness and navigate future happenings, you know. These are our greatest tools we have.
All right, John, I think we've basically eaten up our time,
I
and
see
I
that.
think, well, I think we had another great show, and we covered a lot of information, of course, and that just about wraps it up for John and myself. You have any thoughts, John?
No, that's about it, Kevin. At least we've got a little extra time today with not doing calls or that kind of thing. We got right into it. We'll do the same thing next weekend, and we should be able to get caught up pretty good by then. And,
Remember, John and I will see y'all again next Saturday. That's February 28th, same time right here on BBS Radio TV to continue our discussion on the articles for the people.space on a Cuban perspective.
Yes, thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in now and again on our recordings. We really appreciate the support and have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next weekend.
Peace out.